What do you call a dinosaur with one eye? Do you think he saw us?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
One of the earliest questions kids ask, besides why is your bowl of ice cream bigger than mine, is where did we come from? Movie star Mel Gibson once said, "I don't think we crawled out of the mud someplace. I think we were created." And I agree. I don't believe we are a product of random molecules colliding. I spend any time at all studying my pinky finger, and I think, wow, someone light years beyond me knew what he was doing. Friends believe otherwise, and I must admit, I've taken my kids to the zoo, and there are definite similarities between the actions of the monkeys and the actions of my offspring. But I have applied the theory to our children's rooms, and it doesn't work. One morning, I shut the door on the very area where the Big Bang itself occurred. Hours later, I opened it, hoping to see my son's room cleaned, the walls painted, new carpeting, new furniture. But it was the way he left it, and I didn't have 160 million years to wait. Entropy was at work. Left to themselves, things rarely improve over time. I do believe that dinosaurs roamed the earth even before my high school teachers. In fact, years ago, I found one in our house, growling menacingly at his little brother. "Steven, what are you doing?" I asked. "Playing dinosaurs," he said. "I'm a Deinonychus." "What's Jeffrey?" "He's a T-Rex," more growling. "They don't eat each other, do they?" "Nah, they just eat smaller dinosaurs, like Rachel." Our children's fixation with giant lizards began the day a neighbor child, who shall remain anonymous, though we will call him Joel McClenahan for this broadcast, discovered that our D encyclopedia contained some horrific pictures of monsters. Since then, we've sheltered and fed an iguanodon, a triceratops, and a Deinonychus. Deinonychuses, according to a book my son brought home from the library, lived roughly 110 million years ago, give or take a few months. They had fighting claws on their feet and apparently became extinct from accidentally stabbing themselves during meals. Stephen delighted in telling me all about them. What I liked best was tucking a gentle plant-eating baby brontosaurus into bed. "Daddy, you didn't read me a story." It was bedtime, but baby brontosaurus sat on the couch holding his library book all about dinosaurs. Opening the book, I read to him. Many scientists believe that birds developed from dinosaurs. They say that the dinosaurs didn't entirely die out. Instead, they became the birds we see today. Well, I looked down at my son. His nose was wrinkled. He thought I was making it up. "Remember the robin we fed last summer? The one that used to sit on your hand? What was his name?" "Gus Gus." "Yeah, you know, I'm thankful for scientists, Stephen. But sometimes when we forget God, we get a little silly. We have to come up with something else. When I look up at the night stars, son, and see the beautiful mountains we drove through last week, I believe in God. Some say we come from monkeys. Do you think I look like a monkey?" He scratched his head. "Okay, bad question. What does the Bible say? In the beginning, what?" "God created the heavens and the earth." "You're right. The Bible says that God made birds, fish, and animals. And he made you and me. Did God make dinosaurs?" he said. "Oh, yeah. I like him," he said. "And I like you, son. Come with me. We have one more thing to do before I tuck you in." And off we went, a father and his baby brontosaurus, off to clean up the Big Bang.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.